who's the real rioters? Who's the real looters in this country? It's the fucking Tories.
Oh, God, man.
Matt's of the view that we must embrace popular culture rather than looking down on reality TV. We should see it for what it is. A powerful tool to get our message heard by younger generations.
Twat.
Hello and welcome to Pod Culture Vultures.
You know something? You're getting my dander up, you grotty little man!
With me, Dino, and joined with me as always is my hetero life mate, Kev.
You better believe it.
Okay, so this is going to be a standard opening for the next few weeks because we have looked at four comedies.
Classic comedies.
Classic comedies. Two from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. So we're looking at Porridge, Red Dwarf, Bottom, and 40 Towers.
Oh, wonderful stuff.
So we've actually done something a little bit different where we've recorded ourselves watching the episode, commenting on it, and just having our normal general chit-chat within that. But November is going to be a comedy month.
Funny month.
Funny month. Anyway.
Nobbly November.
Let's tuck into the comedy, darling.
Now, what shall we talk about?
40 Towers. Oh, it does say 40 Tower. The best one of those signs is when it says flowery twats. John Cleese.
Hawkins, I've arranged your car for 2 this afternoon.
Connie Booth wrote it with John Cleese, didn't she? And he was
well, we have to cancel the order.
I think he was with her at that time or married to her.
No, 5 o'clock will be fine.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, they were a couple, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Parley. Brenda can't start till Monday, so would you mind doing the rooms until then?
Oh, no, I can deal with the money.
Oh, good. There you are.
Thank
you,
she
Charlie.
Is.
So, can I help you?
Yeah, got it.
Gal!
One moment, I'm just dealing with this gentleman. Yes, Mr. Thurston.
What? Thank you, I was wondering if you
I need change for this.
In a moment, I'm dealing with this gentleman.
But I have a taxi driver waiting. Surely this gentleman wouldn't mind if you just gave me change.
No!
No, go ahead.
What an infuriating woman.
There you are.
Can you tell me how to get to Bandar Street?
I booked a room and bar.
Came across many of them in my time in retail.
Me too.
You haven't finished.
And on the bleeding phone.
Mrs. Mrs. Richards.
Mrs. Alice Richards.
Alice Richards.
Mr. Thurston, Mrs. Richards. Mr. Thurston is the gentleman I'm attending to at the moment.
What?
Mr. Thurston is the gentleman I'm attending to.
Don't shout, I'm not deaf.
Mr. Thurston was here before you, Mrs. Richards.
Which one am I having?
Change, but I
have the Coke one next, because that one's really nice.
But this one,
yeah. It's like a Goonies key.
This is the most appalling service
what
I've ever
had. Manuel, could you lend Mrs. Richards your
assistance
in connection with her reservation?
Wore them tart.
It's good, isn't it?
I've reserved a very
quiet
room.
Very tart.
Very tart.
I specifically asked to receive you in my confidence, so please make sure I have it.
See, okay, what?
Casey, what did you try to say?
No. K, what?
C, K, what? C, K, what?
Yes.
Who is C, K, what?
Okay.
Is it the manager, Mr. What?
Oh, manager.
He is.
Ah, Mr. Forty.
What?
Forty.
I ask him for my room, and he tells me the manager's a Mr. Watt,
22.
No, 40.
40?
What's wrong with him?
It's all right, Mrs. Richards. He's from Barcelona.
The manager's
from Barcelona?
No, he's from Swanwick.
You're in 22.
What?
You're in room 22. Manuel, take these cases up to 22,
Very nice day, Mr. Perkins.
Very nice.
Day,
very nice.
Glad you enjoyed it. Polly, would you be at Mr. Perkins?
Dragonfly, I say, yeah.
Oh, not for a few weeks. You're not by any chance a betting man, Mr. Fortney. Well, I used to be.
I do.
There's a very nice little filly running at Exeter this afternoon.
Really?
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly?
Yeah, it's well worth a flatter. But pay the tax on it before.
Well, I'm delighted you enjoyed your stay.
Very nice. I hope to see you again before long.
Oh, well, here you are.
Thank you. Bye, Mrs. Fortney.
Goodbye, Mr. Perkin.
Satisfied customer. We should have him stuffed. Mr. Fortney. 3 o'clock Exeter. Dragonfly. What?
What?
Yes, good luck! Jolly, jolly good luck with it!
A little glance out the side of the face.
She's just not taking her eyes off him.
No.
What was that about the spare cup of Exeter, Basil?
Oh, some horse he's going to bet on, I expect. You're looking very spruce this morning, Major.
Some George's day, old boy.
Really?
Another horse, have you? What's his name?
Did you catch it, though?
Dragonfly, Major.
No,
that particular avenue of pleasure has been closed off.
Oh, fucking brilliant. Again, great one line.
Don't open up again, do we, Basil?
No, you don't. A great warding off of May the 8th. Yes. Good old St. George, eh, Major?
Hmm?
Well, he killed a hideous, fire-breathing old dragon.
And threw the lance, I believe.
Mr. Fortin, is Mrs. Room no like, she won't speak to you, is problem.
Ever see my wife making toast, Polly?
He's gone a bit funny, isn't he, old John Cleese, recently, apparently?
Oh, is he? What's he been up to now?
Far right views and things, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's quite outspoken about it.
Well, I think so. I don't know, they keep saying about him a couple of times, I've heard a couple of things. Eyeballs.
Good morning, madam, can I help you?
Luke's sweets are amazing, aren't they?
I am the owner, madam.
Very tasty.
I am the owner.
Very nice, very nice.
I'm the manager too.
Manager, him manager.
Well, manager,
him manager. Matt.
You're what?
What?
I'm the manager. I'm the manager.
Yes, I know, you've just told me. What's the matter with you?
Because he always used to actually hit him, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah.
And he knocked him out when he did the frying pan episode. Yeah, at the end of it, he actually knocked him out. I thought he might have killed him. It's your bath.
You call that a bath?
You call that a bath?
Radio don't work.
I wish you were a mouse.
I asked for a room with a view. This is the view as far as I can remember, madam. Yes, yes, this is it.
When I pay for a view, I expect something more interesting than that.
That is Torquay, madam.
That's not good enough.
May I ask what you were expecting to see out of a Torquay hotel bedroom window? Sydney Opera House, perhaps?
Birds of wildebeest.
The gardens of Babylon? Birds of wildebeest sweeping majestically.
I expect to be able to see the sea.
You can see the sea. It's over there between the land and the sky.
I'll tell you what, if you watch One Foot in the Grave,
yeah.
Angus Deaton, when he's in it, he's nicked a lot of aspirations and stuff out of this, yeah.
I'm not satisfied, but I've decided to stay here. However, I shall expect a reduction.
Why? Because Krakatoa's not erupting at the
moment. The bath is too small. The view is invisible.
No, the radio works. You don't.
What?
You don't.
Bat.
I think we got something then.
What?
I think we got something then.
What are you doing, cat?
I don't think we're rude, but may I ask, do you by any chance have a hearing aid?
A what?
A hearing aid!
Yes, I do have a hearing aid.
Would you like me to get it mended?
Working perfectly all right.
No, it isn't.
I haven't got it turned on at the moment.
Why not?
The battery runs down. Now, what's me on this room?
60% if you turn it on.
What?
My wife handles all such matters. I'm sure she will be delighted to discuss it with you.
I shall speak to her after lunch.
You heard that all right, didn't you?
What?
Thank you so much. Lunch will be served at 12:30.
I will.
See,
I'm going to the betting shop
today.
What? Oh, don't you start.
Bit of metal, yeah.
Betting shop today.
amount of customers I used to get in retail, just like that, would just expect like the world. I remember once I worked at one place, and I had this signage up, and they really shot themselves in the foot with it. The whole idea was it was supposed to be a bit of a Del Boy sort of thing. So they had this like point of sale along the top of the shelves, and it was a geezer, like Del Boy sort of thing, and he was pointing at you. It was like, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
And then you had all of the middle class lot coming up saying, because it's a very middle class store. So what's the best you can do on that then? What do you mean? Well, it says out there, let's do a deal, let's do a deal. I was like, at first I was very polite. I was like, no, I'm sorry, you know, it's just that's what it is. But very quickly it wore me down because I was getting really pissed off about it. In the end, I just couldn't help be like quite sarcastic in saying things like, this is not a car boot. Right. Yeah, that's the retail price, that is.
Where are we, fucking Marrakesh or something?
There's some people that come up and go, so if I buy four items, do I get two free? No, why would you think that? Because it says up there they do a deal. In the end, I think we just took them down.
Yeah, people try their luck, didn't they?
But I don't get it, it was just...
I used to have that when I was in the shop. This guy came in once. Really, Larry thought he was all that. And he threw money at me and said, I want whatever fags you wanted.
Yeah.
So I threw the fags at him.
Yeah.
So there you are then, throwing money at me. And he went, I've got more money than you. What the fuck has that got to do with anything?
No, so that means you can throw your stuff at me.
He's only about 4 foot tall with a big bald head.
But that was another thing. That's a real pet hate. And I'm glad that I don't really deal in cash anymore. But when you were on the side of the desk as the retail assistant, the customer, a lot of customers come down and they put money down. You put your hand out, like, oh, that's £20.
Yeah.
And they would purposely put it down on the counter. I'll never forget, there was this woman once, and she did that, but she did it at her end of the counter, and I kept my hand out like that, and she sort of just looked at me, and she went, well, it's there. I went, okay, thank you ever so much, and I got her change and her receipt.
Threw it out the door.
No, I put the receipt down, and I put the change down, and I put it on my side, and I went, there you go, thank you very much, have a nice day. She's like, well, can you pass it to me? I said, no, I can't do that. Yeah.
Not allowed.
No, not allowed. I'll do that.
I banned a geezer from one of the news agents I worked in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because every week he used to be so rude. He used to come in, like, you know, make a big scene, get his paper. And what he used
slap
to,
it down.
He used to take all of the supplements out and that. And do you know, you used to get leaflets and stuff in advertising stuff.
Yeah, because you get like additional little magazines and things, didn't you? Yeah.
That sort of thing, but there was always quite a lot of leaflets and things.
Yeah.
But he's a bloody Daily Mail reader anyway, knobhead. And he used to come up and then he used to pass comment on bits of different things. And
right.
I think even where someone had called their child, I can't remember the name, but he just went, what sort of a name's that to give a child?
What, whilst they were there?
Yeah. And it's just that, why are you trying to antagonise people?
No.
Anyway, he came in this one, so I thought, I've had enough of this. Started taking all the bits out of it. I said, what are you doing? He said, I don't want all that in my paper.
Oh, what, he was going to leave it with you on the desk?
Yeah, just leave all the crap there. Yeah, just take them out before he's paid for it and do that.
Just dump it, yeah.
And I said, can you not take those out of there? And he went, well, I don't want them in my paper. I said, you've not paid for it yet.
Yeah.
I said, so at the moment, that paper belongs to us and we don't mind them being in there.
Yeah.
So once you've bought it, you can take them and throw them in the bin. Well, there's too many leaflets and stuff in there. So, well, you need to speak to the actual
paper then
to do that. He went, well, I'm not doing that. And I said, I'll tell you what, you won't be able to do any of it because you're not coming in here again, mate. So you can do one.
Yeah. Did he ever come back?
No.
No.
No, he's an idiot. You don't talk to people like that just because they thought he was fucking James Corden. He's up to his old tricks again. You seen that?
No, but I heard it was at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Like, exactly. It was really rude when he was banned from it or something. Or...
got banned because he's rude to the staff. Sorry. I did it my way. But, Yeah, he was rude to the staff in a New York restaurant, and the manager banned him, but then he'd done a public apology the other day.
Because he was fucking told to.
Yeah, but also because...
His publicist would have said, though, we advise that you do this.
And it's because it's come out. But there's so many things I've heard about him where he's acting like an arsehole.
Yeah.
I even heard this story, I don't know if it's true, but they said someone, he got on a plane and this woman had a crying baby. So she sat next to him with the crying baby, and then that. He put his earbuds in and then just sort of like got on with it.
Yeah.
And people who saw that thought, well, that's fair enough. He's not making a fuss about it. That's fair enough. And then they said, when we landed, we realised it was his wife.
Fucking hell. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Fucking knobhead. Who do you think he is?
I mean, I've never been a fan anyway.
I do like Gavin and Stacey, but it wasn't just him that wrote it. It was Ruth Jones as well.
Mm.
It was really good. But now he's... he seems like he's a bit of a cock.
Well, especially probably now that he's rubbing shoulders with Hollywood's elite.
I think it was even before that, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just amplified because, you know, if he was always like that, then it's just going to...
Well, I heard that...
Be bigger, wasn't it?
The guy that plays Gavin and Gavin Stacey, they didn't talk for a long time because of the way he was.
Yeah.
And then I have had people say about when they were on the sports quiz show that he did, he kind of, in between takes and stuff, he just looks on his phone and ignores them.
Like, so it switches it off, switches it back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cunt! yeah, big time, yeah. I still think it's weird that he's on American TV.
I don't get it. But then they've had Piers Morgan over there, haven't they? Until he started saying stuff about their loose laws on guns, and then they fucking sent him back, didn't they?
He's just had old Kanye on, isn't he?
Kanye.
Kanye. There's been a bit of controversy over that because he was interviewing him live on telly or something like that, and then he started asking about would you ever get back with Kim Kardashian, or he just sort of threw his toys out the pram and storms off. But then he comes back and he sits down and he apologises for all the other shit that he's done. Which was quite fair. Well, but the thing is like, I mean, it's like that clickbait thing, isn't it? Because but I started going through the news, and I thought, you know, I think the headline was something like Kanye walks out of interview, and I thought, well, I'll watch it because I do like him. He's mad, but
fucking hate him.
But I thought, is this going to be like another Robert Downey Jr. kind of interview again, where like the guy just was asking him a question, antagonised, yeah.
Just 2 seconds. Yeah. This is one of my favourite bits in this episode. Well, what have you
got to say for yourself? Stop it.
Wait.
I haven't turned up. What?
Smacks her head on the fucking chair. Has it come away? Yes. Oh dear, let me have a look. Oh, better go and lie down before something else happens.
Why don't you call the police? We will the moment we search them. That's brilliant. Like, I just look marvelous.
Is this a piece of your brain?
I just kicked him in the head. Oh, that was fun, wasn't it, dear?
Down the stairs? Oh well, don't stop. Keep straight on. Give my regards to the Earth's core. And if you give us any more trouble, I shall visit you in the small hours and put a bat up your nightdress. Oh, that was fun, wasn't it, dear? The old moment like that. It's almost worth staying alive for, isn't it? It's nice to share a moment like that, isn't it, dear? It's what marriage is all about. I know, I read it on the back of a matchbox. Seriously, Cyril, do you remember when we were first manacled together? We used to laugh quite a lot.
Yes, but not at the same time.
It just always makes you wonder. That's what I love about this series. It always makes you question why
they're together.
Yeah, why? Exactly.
That's the same as a lot of them. Like,
but it doesn't need explaining, and that's the thing.
No, you don't need to go into it. But it's like Alf Garner and his wife. You think, why the hell would she be?
Exactly.
Yeah, Kanye West. I've never liked the bloke. I just think he's an absolute bellend. And then two of the biggest things that he's done that I thought is ridiculous. One of them was for Kim Kardashian's birthday. He had a hologram made of her dad to talk to her.
Really weird, though.
But all he did as well was big up the fact that she was seeing Kanye West.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never actually... I mean, I knew he did that.
Was, it was saying about how well she'd done for herself by snagging...
Brilliant.
Kanye West. And also, at the end of one of his shows, he had a simulation of a spaceship coming down from space, obviously. And then he's talking... So it's obviously a pre-record. So Kanye West is talking to this so-called alien... And he's saying what an the alien's saying what an amazing rapper he is and everything and all that. And it's like, well, that's all right until you think, hang on a minute, he's actually done that recording of the alien to stick to it.
Yeah, but that's what I like about him. He's so mad. He's just comedy. Like when he did Glastonbury and he was on a cherry picker and he was trying to sing, which he clearly can't. Yeah. He's got to use the old auto tune, isn't he? And at one bit, he said something like, I am the reincarnation, or I am the next David Bowie. And everyone's like, eh.
No, you're not.
But even on that Piers Morgan thing, he says something like, something about his opinion because he's the most influential person of all time. That's what I like about him. He is comedy gold, but I don't think that he is funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think he's mad. It's just the shit. He believes that shit, and it's funny. Yeah. He's not like John Cleese is in that kind
of thing. No, he thinks he's a serious person.
He's on another level.
It's a bit like Prince, isn't
he? Yeah. He is, yeah. But my favourite thing he ever did was that time when he walked into a lamppost. Did you ever see that?
I think I have.
He comes out of a garage with Kim Kardashian and the paparazzi are following him.
Yeah,
and she's, in all fairness, she's dealing with it very well, very professional in their profession.
Yeah.
And he's like squinting about it, like back off and stuff. And then as the camera comes round, just for a moment, the camera comes away from them. And in that moment, you hear, doink. And as the camera goes back, he's got his head in his hands going, oh. He's just walked into a lamppost. That's brilliant. But then it's like they seem generally concerned for him, and he gets the yump even more. But I thought, that's fucking brilliant, though, isn't it? He actually walked into a lamppost.
But that was it. Pete Davidson goes out with Kim Kardashian.
Not anymore.
Oh, they split up now, though.
Yeah, that was a 5-minute thing. Supposedly, from what I had read or something, heard, whatever, he was too immature for her. And I was like, the guy's a fucking comedian.
He's too immature.
Too immature, yeah. Because he's about 15 years younger, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because I was really surprised that he's only about 28, 29.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah, so I thought he was about 38.
No.
But there you go. He's
only young. Yeah, he's only young, but he was, he sent a death threats out to him, didn't he? Kanye sent death threats to Pete Davidson, yeah. And then you've got Travis Barker going out with one of his sisters. He's fucking lost it as well.
Yeah, that's mad, because it's like when you sent me that picture of the old Blink-182 reunion. Said to Sean, I was like, oh, look, they've reformed. Look, there's... There's Tom DeLonge. They've let him back in. There's Mark Hoppus. He's still with us. And there's one of the Kardashians. And it's so weird because she watches that show. And to see him on it...
Is she actually on it?
He's actually on it, right? And it's really fucking cringe as well. There is nothing punk about that guy anymore.
No, that's what I don't get.
He's all
like
soppy about it as well. Like, he phones up Chris Jenny. He's like, hi, you know, oh, hi, Travis, everything all right? Yeah. I just wanted to call you just to tell you how much I'm like head over and heels in love with your daughter. Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, it's really cute. And it's like, this guy was in a punk band. Like, what the fuck's going on?
2750, I said, and I'm not taking a penny
less,
you tell him.
And he looks really gaunt these days as well. He looks like he's not well.
All the gear, no idea. He reminds me of someone we know.
Yeah, yeah, he does actually, yeah.
That sort of thing.
But like, he's just like, there's not much left of skin, which you can see now.
No,
so much, so much tattooed. Like, when he came onto it, when she was watching it, and I sort of came into the room, I said, "Fuck, that's Travis Barker, isn't it?"
Yeah.
But he's got like tattoos like all over his face and all covering his whole head.
Oh,
and
his bald head, yeah.
Yeah, it's just yeah, he doesn't look well.
I don't get the face tattoo in at the moment because it's not. It's that who's the geezer that's got him on his face?
Rag and Bone Man, isn't it?
Not Rag and Bone. I'm only human after all. I wasn't actually thinking of it, but yes, yeah. It's the other bloke, the American bloke.
Which one?
No, I didn't narrow it down, did I?
No, didn't narrow it down. What, singer?
Oh, yeah, he's a singer, and he's got a funny name, and he's got tats on his face. Oh, it comes to me. He's sort of like a rapper type singer.
A lot more Cup of Darjee than the old tattoos on his face.
No,
on the old boat race.
But I've seen quite a lot of people, they've had it done now, and I just think, yeah, not done now. I saw a woman the other day, she had a, sitting outside Weatherspoons down North End.
Really?
She had a dagger tattooed on her cheek. I was like, fucking hell, love. Jesus.
I think if you could subtly have it like within the hairline, like, I don't like the sideburns bit, but maybe not so much, but I'm not, I personally am not a fan on the cheeks.
No.
Or especially like above the eyebrows.
No, because it doesn't, that's the other thing, like the writing above the eyebrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you've got to, if you have that, you've got to have a shitload of other ones on the rest of your body.
Yeah, so yeah, you can see is when those have jumped on like the fad wagon. They might have like, the odd tattoo like, on an arm and stuff, and they've got the one over the eyebrow because, I don't know, someone in the pop world
has
done it.
Yeah, it is. I can't remember what his fucking name is. £10 short?
Oh, my God. Don't worry. We'll have a whip round.
Look, Major gets the most of that.
He does.
He gets a little bit, and then Major gets the full lot in his face.
She don't even offer him a tissue, though.
No.
Would you mind if I popped up and had a look?
No, not at all.
I'll see if I can find it.
Here
it is. I'll just stand here covered in coffee.
Did you say it was in your pocket? Is it Mrs. Richardson?
Yeah.
I'm still going to try and ask her for the money.
Anything. You're completely loopy.
Loopy.
There's a March hare. Yes, I am completely loopy. That's why I gave him the money to look after.
What?
You see, there's been a mistake.
Oh, it's fucking
that money there is in fact mine.
Yes, the only thing that I'd have face tattooed, and I probably wouldn't have it anyway, is either two tiny, tiny little lines done.
No, the major will verify.
Or a tiny, tiny cross.
Right.
But that's the only thing that I think looks alright.
Remember, I gave it to you just before you went to the theatre.
But I certainly wouldn't get my cheeks done.
No. I mean, as far up off my head, I'd get him on the side of my neck and on the back of my neck. But I wouldn't have anything on the front collarbone area. That's as far as it would go for me.
I would have my neck done, but I would have it done if I could get it done. Nothing. But that is going to hurt.
Fucking hurt, yeah.
I know nothing. I know nothing. I forget everything. I know nothing.
It's like he's reciting like a Shakespearean play.
I don't know.
No.
He is actually doing what he's told him to. I always think of Russell Brand and Jonathan Ross when you see.
I thought that earlier on. Yeah.
That would have had to have been very, very short on Newsday. That was, wasn't it? That whole scandal.
That was, yeah. They ran out the door before their feet could touch the floor.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was real.
I'm giving her a shirt off my back.
I'm going to give her a shirt off my back too. See, you know nothing. I'm going to send you to a vivisectionist. Now,
Post Malone.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mrs. Richards, do you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Pulte. You got a Mrs. Richard staying here? Yes. Oh. Ah, well, only she bought this yesterday, asked us to deliver it. The thing is, she left some money behind. Keeps it in this. 95 quid. Look. The cleaner found it this morning. Almost threw it in the bin. Lucky, eh? She around? No. I'll give it to her. Oh. Thanks, Mr.
Foley.
Goodbye.
Fucking hell.
Have you seen him before?
I know who it is now, yeah. Mm.
It just...
looked stupid.
It just, doesn't it? Yeah.
We found her money!
And he's got a sword on the side of his face.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
£10 up on the deal.
Because he's a cunt.
It's 95.
Oh, hang on, he's had some more work done here. This must be a new one, look. Got a couple of... playing cards on his nut now. Mind you, Lars Fredriksson from Rancid, he's got too many.
But again, to each their own, it's not my cup of tea at all.
Because
the thing is, it's like, you can't cover that shit up unless you get some really good makeup. Or you get that shit lasered off, it's going to fucking kill.
Well, it's like that guy in that film Skin I told you about. That was a true story. He had his face lasered.
What?
It's yeah.
Polly asked me to put it in the safe for her.
Polly. Was it like his whole body he had lasered or?
I can't remember. His hands and face that they did because obviously it had the dodgy shit on it.
This is your approval, Mrs. Richards. Polly, you did give me that money. You won it on that horse.
But is that the guy from Rancid?
Yeah.
Is that him on his belly? Crucified?
No, that is an old... that's an old skinhead punk type thing, but he's put mohawk on it. You used to be able to see that, don't you? But he is a tattooer as well.
Right.
And he's got his own shop in London.
Well, that was 40 Towns as well.
Bloody great, love.
Lovely.
Bloody fun.
Put away those fiery biscuits.
So I watched Halloween Ends.
Has it finally ended, though?
As far as,
of course it ain't.
Can I do spoilers?
No, not that these spoilers. No, I want to watch it. I've only watched the first one out of these three, so...
I pretty much think it has finished, and they kind of done... I thought it was... interesting the way they did this one, the kind of way they did it. It was more interesting, a bit more believable.
Okay, and, well, I'll see if I can watch it next week.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is really good in it.
Thumb chums and willy biscuits.
Woman learns hard way why you shouldn't sleep with contact lenses in.
I know where this is going.
Oh my.
Horrific.
Have you seen it?
Oh, there a picture as well?
Yeah, but I just meant, have you read this one before?
No, it's just, I can just see that it's not going to be a nice one. Has it got, like, caught right around the back of her eye or something? Or...
I'm going to read it to you.
Yeah.
This is what it says. A forgetful woman managed to leave not one, not two, not even three, but 23 contact lenses inside her eyes.
How can you leave 23 contact lenses in your eyes? Why? Why would you put 23 of them in your eyes?
Yeah, but I think that goes around the back or something. But
you put one at a time, though, don't you?
There's all bacteria built up on them, and they've had to take them all out, and they're fucking green.
Fucking hell.
Silly moo. That's disgusting.
I mean, it's quite impressive.
Aye, aye?
Yeah, aye, aye. Quite impressive that she's actually got 20 of them in her eye.
I would have thought she would have had trouble blinking.
But yeah, we just clamped those bad boys open like a Clockwork Orange. Drop the old eye drops in her eye.
Yeah, no, I don't fancy that. That looks absolutely horrific.
What, the Clockwork Orange or that? Well, both of them.
Well, Clockwork Orange isn't as horrific as having 23 contact lenses in your eyes.
How did you get 23 of them in your eye? Just like a little while ago, didn't you say that some woman had 23 iPhones up her?
I think probably something.
I think you did. I think it was one of your funny stories.
Yep, that will do. Okay, baby. So, there we go. And that's enough from us for this week.
It is indeed.
So, until next time, catch you on the flippity flop.
Goodbye, bye.
This is great banter. It really is.